It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, rambling, adventurous, intrepid reporter. Ruth, answer the question that is, please, the front of everyone's minds. What's going on out there?
Well, we're past Labor Day, so we're at the unofficial closing of summer. Busy weekend, primarily focused on Lime Rock and the park. The historic vintage parade went on as scheduled, and always crowds the streets of Lakeville and Salisbury and Falls Village. I saw photos of all the folks at Noble Horizons holding their black and white checkered flags. It's really cute. And here in Kent, you could see the cars going by as they were coming or going. So that's basically the Labor Day adventure here in this region. Not too much else goes on as far as I can see. Would you agree?
Yeah, not on the actual Monday, yesterday, nothing I could find. And this week is pretty much a blank slate. We talked about going back to school. The kids in New York State across the line from us will be going back today, which is, the ones in
Right.
Region 1 went back, what, a week, 2 weeks
Yeah,
ago? So,
2 weeks ago.
New York
We
State is
mentioned
just
this
going back
because
now.
we mentioned this at that time because this is New York City also starts today, and that's the latest that it started in an eight. I think it starts today. It might even be the 10th, but it's pretty crazy because, as you say, we've got we up here in a lot of other places have a full week. The first week of school and a full week under our belts. And the fact that Labor Day has been, was so late is,
But we
it's
can
going to be
all,
interesting.
our kids will rejoice in June when the
That's
others are
true.
still going.
That depends
You've
on
got
how the
Russia sunk.
winter goes.
Yeah, true, but still, we never go past a certain date. So, but I always get questioned, oh, what is going on up there on Labor Day? And not, I mean,
Nothing.
not much.
It just all happened before Labor Day, and the Monday just becomes a, I guess, a take your day
It's a
off.
travel for those
Well,
who don't live here. It's a return. It's the day of the
right,
return.
a return date. So, but
And for those who do live here, it's like, wow. As long as there aren't school buses, it's like, oh wow. It's like, wow. What happened? Where did y'all go?
So, looking ahead, as I said, I did a great interview with the Parottis this past week. The Parotti family will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the plumbing and heating business on September, a week from Friday, the 18th, somewhere in there. That is a very interesting business because it's now down to the fourth generation. Started with Mr. Parati back, obviously, in 1926, 27, and in a barn in East Canaan. And it has evolved down from the sons to the grandchildren. And now the great grandchildren are running it. And it's just one of those American dream stories, and got to talk with several of members of the family, and they are now have what started as Mr. Parati and then his sons is now a business of over 40 people, and they cover the whole area, and they're hoping that many people will come out and celebrate. It's going to be at their shop on Furnace Hill Road, and it's going to be food and music and dedications and speeches, and really nice to be able to honor a local business like that.
Well, it's nice to see too that small businesses, which some people turn their heads on, employing 40 people. That's a good healthy chunk of people.
That sure is. And in talking to well, it was, Frank and Charlie are the two sons, and then Jean, Frank's wife, and Mary, who's the great granddaughter, talking, they really stress the fact that they've had employees who have been there for 50, 40, and 50 years. So, yeah, exactly, Mike. They have served the community well in many respects, just serving people and employing people. So, yeah. Those little stories I always enjoy, some more than some of the meetings and stuff you have to cover.
May I interject that that's not so little? You know, it's a testament to those precepts that we were way back when brought up with, and that's what you do. And it's just wonderful that we have a living, breathing, thriving example of it that you can point to and go, yeah, it's what. That's how it's supposed to work. Or
And
how, you shouldn't say supposed to, or meant to. It's how it can work if you follow these very few steps, which
I've
is
ventured to guess
basically.
there are some little hidden businesses we don't know of who have the same sort of,
I'm sure that's.
longevity.
And the thing is, it's just not been the focus because, everybody wants to. It's just the way that in general life was oriented. It's like, oh, you got to go and do the blah blah, and now there is the seeming recollection. It's slowly coming back. It's like, wait a second. You've got to have your area working and functional before, you go up to the next step because. In the end, that's what's going to keep it all together. It's an experience, and it's great. And I think Ruth, you must be yeah, you probably figure out who it is, but there are also in this, a fairly good sized area, I think some other enterprises that have that depth. But as you say, you don't hear about that.
I think that what was stressed though, with all the for Charlie and Frank, it was sort of, expected that they'd go into the business. Not that they didn't want to, but it was expected. But with the grandchildren and the great grandchildren, it was they were not pressured. They could, do as they wanted to, but they wanted to come back and be part of it. So I enjoyed that, listening to that part of it as well.
Yeah, that's awesome because usually, and I had I for me an interesting conversation with somebody about this. The third that it's the children, it's not the it's the grandchildren that don't usually are they're that's the let's call it vulnerable. That's the pressure point. Those are the ones that it's like, well, but I really want to do this. And so, as you say, it's quite rare that. That choice is made, but kudos. Yeah, that's cool.
Fun. Also, this past weekend was the open studio tour in Cornwall of the artists. They had about 10 studios opened, and guests could go from one to another and see the artists in their workspaces. As you know, Cornwall is filled with artists. They had more than than one could see in the afternoon that it was open. But I visited a couple who both work in glass, David Willis and Jessica Landau, and he does paintings and sculptures, and she does jewelry. And it was a very interesting after visit, and they were visited by others. As we know, Cornwall is filled with painters and photographers and even a shoemaker and several different mediums were displayed. So that was kind of a fun afternoon too. So I as the for something to do this past weekend. And let's see, what have we got? Looking ahead, this weekend, we have the Cornwall Ag Fair on Saturday, which is a very popular, very always very well attended event. It's on the green. It has animals and old-fashioned fair, judging of jams and jellies and fruits and flowers and antique machinery and all sorts of things. Always been a exciting, as I say, a big draw in Cornwall.
For
And
those that don't know, and I'm sorry, this seems to be my perpetual question. So where is that? Where in Cornwall?
it
Because
is the
again,
town green up on Pine Street across from the town hall, big field where they hold most of their events. And as I say, it's a hay rides and you name it, they have it. Apple cider presses and all sorts of things. The big attraction, though, is the cow chip raffle. For those of you who don't know what that is, they set out squares on a field next to the town hall and let Bossy the cow go. And wherever she decides to leave
go.
her mark, people try and guess and win the raffle. That's put on by the fire department, and always that's a biggie and kind of fun. So,
How long does it take her to do her business?
well,
they'll call you.
that depends. I think what they try and do is feed her right before and
Aye.
fill her up. So.
Okay. That's cow chip. I'm
Takes
thinking
a
cow
little
chip
time, come
throwing, where
on.
you've got old dried ones and everything. It's like we're looking for the fresh, huh? Wow. That's definitely different.
So
How many, but they've been doing it for years. It's really one of those,
Yeah.
different, but it's a tradition.
Yes, it is. So,
Is that both days or is that Saturday?
No, just Saturday. And the raffle, I believe, is at 3 o'clock on Saturday. So get your tickets and make your guesses. Yeah. Also, we got word there is a new director at Camp Sloan. We got that notice. His name is Luke Dooley. He'll be starting September 15th. Camp Sloan's a big YMCA camp on Indian Mountain Road in Lakeville. Been there for years and years and years. Actually, they're going to be celebrating their 100th year. We have a lot of anniversaries this around this time
Not a
in
hundredth anniversary.
2028.
100th anniversaries. That's incredible.
2028, they said. So Mr. Dooley will be, coming in and working on that. And it's a very popular camp. Lots of kids, local and out of the area, go. So we'll be following up and hope to meet Mr. Dooley at some point.
Yeah, that's a great area back in there. It's really nice, tucked into the woods. You've got swimming, you have all the things. It's really a nice camp.
Yeah, my grandchildren were there this summer, and enjoyable, yes. So, especially, now that the other camp is gone, the one on Mudge Pond. So, is that what
Oh,
was that?
Silver Lake.
Silver Lake,
Yeah, so that's right. I forgot about that. That is, but wasn't somebody buying that, or did that fall through, or do we even know anything?
There was talk they were going to try and do something, but I haven't heard anything. I think
Heard
it's,
anything?
yeah, I think it's sort of, and Let's see. We had the modular homes that I talked about last week, seeing them out on Route 7 in the field just south of Cornwall Inn. I thought we're going to go into that field that the Housing Corporation has an option to buy. There were modular homes sitting there, but as it turns out, they are part of the scattered site program, which is taking place now throughout the region through the Housing Center for Housing Opportunity, Litchfield County Center for Housing Opportunity. Mike, those are the ones that are similar to the ones on Perry Street. There are now four in Cornwall, two on Town Street, and these two are going on Dark Entry Road. And so while those are ready to be occupied, the ones they're waiting for on Route 7, still waiting for that environmental assessment because there had been some contamination there years ago. So they're hoping to get that done. Have the assessment done, and within the next couple of months, David Berto, who is very active in the housing field, purchased that property from the town because the town had foreclosed on it. And now the corporation has will have an option to buy, and hopefully, their plan is to put 24 rental units in that area. It's a big field. They just want to make sure everything is safe as far as the soil goes. So I spoke too soon. I thought that was where they were going, but it was those two modulars went up to Dark Entry. So
Okay, well, now
got
we've
that.
got it right.
And hopefully we've got that right now.
You
Yeah.
know, one last thing I'd like to bring up before we close off here today, because I think it's as important as it is to vote, if you will. And that is the fact that for the people in Region 1, they're taking a survey, an organizational study survey, which of course we've talked a bit here with Ruth about maybe consolidation, things of that nature in Region 1, and this comes up periodically. But until until September 23rd, the survey can be taken. It's online if you go to the region1schools.org, and the one being an actual number one. It's right on the masthead for the Region 1 Organizational Study Survey. And I would encourage everybody in the area to go and express themselves on this because this affects everyone. Whether you have children or not, is insignificant. Grandchildren, doesn't matter. Everybody's paying taxes for the system. This is a system that's been reviewed over and over again. It has its goods and it has its bads. And so here's yet another effort to try and reshape what the structure looks like. So it's really important that people go out there and get involved with that survey. And that's my announcement for the day.
Yeah, no, good point. It's very, very important because if you don't give your input, don't start complaining. You have to say what you feel. And there's been some, yeah, we've had some concerns. People have expressed concerns in both ways. So whether yes to consolidate or no. And I think it's going to be a very active discussion. Yeah.
I hope so. And that's the key to it is, and they have the survey out well in advance, because, again, all the way till 23rd, it's already been open. So, you can't say that you didn't have input, because they're looking for it, and anybody can take this survey. So it's right there.
Good point. Yeah.
And finally, this Friday, September 11th, this is the 25th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks on our country. Communities around the nation will hold commemoration ceremonies to remember all of those who lost their lives that day, as well as those who worked on the recovery efforts and, in many cases, lost their lives from health effects as a result of those efforts. And unless there's something else on the agenda, it's time for us to say goodbye this morning.
That seems to be my cue, so thank you. Thank you both, and thank you, Ruth. And this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's wandering, roving, intrepid, fearless, etc. reporter on Robinhood Radio.